all those things that he's proposing are things that we're, you know, we've talked about either doing ourselves or that need to be done anyway. So, you know, we either do it ourselves or we pay somebody else that's a lot smarter than we are in those things to do it for us. So.
We've got a couple hangers available, right? They're empty or for sale or rent or something.
I have one for sale.
One it's at Barron's.
No.
Good luck selling that one. Do you want $600,000 for it?
Then he's come down. He's come down. Then if it's $600,000,
well, they want a new one. That'd even be better.
Well, we have three sites, right, for unimproved sites that we could build a hangar on. Mm-hmm. Or no?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there a way to attract NetJets, you think, or somebody like that? Or
hard to say. I don't know how much activity they have around here. I see one here every once in a while, but
I mean, they have established crew bases and, you know, maintenance facilities.
It would probably be worth calling them and asking them if positioning was, you know, critical or important. Mm-hmm. You know, location they might be looking at.
Then again, if you're talking about positioning an airplane here that needs 6,000 feet of runway,
we don't have
6,000 feet of runway. We don't have an ILS.
Chicken and
the
egg.
Don't have approach lighting. We don't have a lot of things that, you know, that they have at their other crew bases. You know, and the runway length is the big thing. I mean, they could position a small airplane here that needs 5,000 and be fine, but that doesn't do us any good.
You know, it'd be worth a phone call.
Oh, yeah. But it's going to be tough to. You know, we've had people that have wanted to base an airplane here before, and the runway's not long enough, so they've gone someplace else. You know,
is it an insurance issue or
no? It's just, you know, when we had a Hawker 800 a few years ago, a guy over in D.C. that wanted to base his airplane here. He said, as long as the runway's dry, I'm fine, but if the runway's wet, I can't take off. You know, I need more than 5,000 feet.
You need more than 5,500?
Well, that wasn't an option at the time, but I did talk to somebody up at Hershey that, you know, we were asking him, well, how long is your runway? And he said, well, it's 5,000 now, but I really wish it was 5,500 because we've got a couple of Hawker 800s that would like to come here. So it may work. But.
And that's another thing that just came to mind. Once we go from 5,000 to 5,500, it's even going to be harder to get airplanes to justify the 5,500 to the 6,000.
What?
No. Well, it's all based on performance data, wasn't it? I mean,
yeah, that's why. Because the 5,500, you're going to take several aircraft off that list that would drive it up.
Oh, no, because
if the Hawker 800 can be satisfied with a 5,500, he all of a sudden comes off that list.
Because he's using the airport.
Because, yeah.
And that number has already gone up.
Right.
So we're good. We've gone from 300 to 400 because we've added those Hawker 800 operations that we couldn't get at 5,000.
But he would come off the list to drive it from 5,500 to 6,000.
No, he'd be on that list of aircraft that are using the airport or forecasted to use the airport that, you know, would put us into that chart that gives us the 6,000 feet.
Even though he's using 5,500.
Okay. I just didn't want to, you know. You see what I'm saying? I don't want
to
take.
Yeah. Well, while we're talking about this, I know it's confusing about, you know, how you figure out what airplanes we need and everything. We did a runway length justification study, which is what came up with our 5,500 foot runway, and we just got the final report on that. You know, blessed by the FAA and everything, and that's on the county website now. It's probably a good thing for you to read and just go through the methodology they use to come up with the 5,500 feet. Because like I said, it's, you know, it's 100 operations of this, 100 of that, 200 of this. You know, it's not one single airplane where you can go to one chart and come up with a number. So take a look at that when you're really bored and looking for something to do. For that.